number one killer of women in the United States by supporting Women Heart and the 2008 Wenger Awards. Information at womenheart.org and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving natural and organic foods, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. Kyle Mabry is our technical director today. My name is Celeste Quinn. I'm joined in the studio now by Tom Rogers. He has a report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois officials have set up a command center in Alton, Illinois, as flooding follows the Mississippi River downstream. Patty Thompson of the State Emergency Management Agency says no other levees failed in the state overnight. In Quincy, residents are bracing for an expected crest at near-record stage by Friday. Thompson says Quincy officials are confident their sandbagging efforts will protect the city's water supply. More than 1,000 National Guard troops are working on flood prevention efforts. Most of them are at the Sny Levee, which stretches more than 50 miles from Adams County, south of Quincy, through Pike County, and into northern Calhoun County. The Mississippi is expected to crest at Alton on Sunday, with moderate flooding expected. Alton is about 20 miles north of St. Louis. The state, meanwhile, has added Edgar County, as well as St. Clair County, to the list of disaster areas. That means those counties will be eligible for more state assistance to recover from recent storms and flash flooding. The declaration today brings to 21 the number of Illinois counties designated as disaster areas, including Edgar, as well as Douglas, Coles, Clark, and Cumberland. GOP state representative candidate Frank Calabrese is at risk of losing his nomination again. Champaign firefighter and Democratic lobbyist Pat Devaney is appealing a decision that the Champaign County Electoral Board made back in May. They decided Calabrese's nomination for the 103rd district race was valid, even though some of the nominating committee's papers were not filed on time. Devaney's attorney, Michael Casper, says if the board's decision is upheld, it would mean that deadlines are meaningless and candidates are immune to challenges. Calabrese and his attorney have not been available for comment. The Red Cross says the recent Midwest flooding has added to an already long list of events that required disaster relief donations. Decatur's Mid-Illinois chapter estimates that it will cost at least $15 million to provide displaced families with services like food, shelter, and counseling. The public support director, Jody Cox, says that fund was reduced to nothing before the heavy rains came, but more help has already come in.
With, you know, California wildfires and, you know, the tornadoes that have ripped through the Midwest, that it completely depleted the fund. So they've been, in the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, they've already fundraised about $5.5 million.
Cox says no one will suffer if the Red Cross doesn't raise the $15 million, saying the agency will borrow funds if necessary to provide displaced families with food, shelter, or counseling. Those who want help to help the flooding victims should specify that their donation is going to the Disaster Relief Fund. Donors can also indicate what region would receive those funds. Champaign's Red Cross chapter says in its area alone, 13 homes in Douglas and Vermilion counties had been displaced by floodwaters earlier. Donations can be made online at redcross.org. A home invasion last month in St. Joseph has led to three arrests with at least one more suspect at large. A couple was beaten and restrained inside their house last May 1st. Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh says the investigation that ensued came down to a traffic stop that an officer had made nearby.
The night of the incident, he actually stopped a vehicle containing some subjects before the actual home invasion was reported to MetCAD, and based on information he developed, we have followed that through to where we are this week with making some arrests and looking to make more.
On Tuesday, police arrested 20-year-old Nazir Smith in Chicago. Yesterday, two other 20-year-olds, Jamal Williams and Chad Todd, were taken into custody at an Urbana apartment. A warrant is out for a fourth man. They're charged with armed robbery and home invasion. Police aren't saying why they targeted the St. Joseph home. President George W. Bush wants Congress to lift a ban on offshore oil drilling. He says it'll help lower the price of gasoline. The president says, among other places, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, known as ANWR, should also be open to oil companies. Illinois lawmakers, however, disagree, as Ahmad Omar reports.
Both of Illinois' U.S. Senators, Dick Durbin and Barack Obama, oppose Bush's plan and say ANWR should not be disturbed. Offshore drilling in the U.S. has been banned for 27 years. Durbin says the country needs to focus on developing alternative fuel sources.
Our energy policy is not going to be solved by drilling. We have 3% of the known oil reserves in the world. We consume 25% of the oil.
Durbin says new drilling wouldn't have much of an impact on the cost of gasoline anyway. He says oil drilled in Alaska or offshore would take decades to reach the market. I'm Ahmad Omar.
Indiana State School Superintendent Sue Ellen Reed plans to join a securities brokerage firm when she leaves office in January. Today, Reed said she would become Vice President of Business Development for Cincinnati-based Ross Sinclair & Associates. The company has a background in helping school districts and other local government units develop financing plans for capital projects. Reed announced last month that she wouldn't seek a fifth four-year term as Indiana's school superintendent. The Republican has held the office longer than anyone in state history. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.